We are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I'm going to give you an observation, and all it is an observation, okay? I have no proof, but what I heard with my ears this morning on our early morning news, they were interviewing the supervisor of Grand Island, talking about the big project that's being proposed by everybody thinks it's Amazon, all right? So instead of wow, we got this big project on our hands. We can hardly wait to get things going on this one because it's going to be jobs, it's going to be revenue, this and that. The supervisor, to my ears, sounded like it was an invasion. Sounded like, oh, yeah, well, we'll stop them at the bridge. We'll stop them at Whitehaven Boulevard, but we will stop them. It's amazing. I mean, he didn't say negative things, but the way he was talking about it, you could tell he wasn't very excited about it. One would think that when something drops in your lap of that magnitude, you could at least fake it. You know what I mean? Just fake it. You don't know how? Ask your wife. Okay? Fake. Elaine Benes. Fake. Got it? And shame on Joe Biden. Joe Biden said that, when Mayor Pete gave him delegates and gave him his support, that suddenly and miraculously, because we didn't hear about it up till then, that he reminded him of his son, who, by the way, died of cancer. Now, come on. If he really did remind him of Bo, who died of cancer tragically at a very young age, how come it wasn't mentioned until the support showed up? Once the support showed up, suddenly you remind me a lot of my son, Bo. That's pathetic. That is absolutely pathetic. What's wrong with him? The expression I like, what's wrong with you? You've been eating paint chips? That came from a TV show that I saw called Flipping Vegas. It's do you find that as disturbing as I do?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. Because had he said it all along, okay, you know, I know he's my opponent here, and he's trying to woo the same voters I am, but he reminds me of my son, Bo. Okay, that's plus. That's a plus for him. But you don't do it right after he announced that he's giving you his support.
What a weasel.
Yeah, that's politics sucks.
Yeah, so I was watching that last night, and it hit me as very insincere. And usually Joe Biden doesn't hit me this way, but it was disgusting.
Desperate.
And like you said, the first thing I said was, well, when they were going back and forth on the debate stage, why didn't Joe say, you know, Pete, you remind me a lot of my son? That never came up.
But I'm going to debate you anyway, but you remind me of Bo. That I accept.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a plus for him. But not then.
No.
Jeez. Does he have anybody advising him? Or does he just
have to wonder?
Just say anything. And it's just embarrassing. Let's go to Gary in Hamburg. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Yes, Sandy. How are you today?
I'm fine, Gary. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard the comment there about the big expansion on Grand Island and some of the detractions, you know, concerning traffic and bridge load and things like that. And it reminded me of when I lived in Charleston, South Carolina, when the Boeing plant was being built. Down there, they made 4,500 jobs. And in order to make that plant work, the plant agreed to stagger their shift changes and their trucking logistics times to coincide with off hours, off peak traffic hours.
Makes sense. An accommodation that's worthwhile.
Yeah, because I mean, with the major highways coming into Charleston, there are very few bridges that can accommodate a large volume of traffic, and people coming into town, like when I worked down there, I could commute to my job in 15 minutes, but during rush hour, it would take 2.5 hours.
Well, you know, usually when a group is against something for expansion, the first thing they mention is traffic. Well, on the island, it happens to be an island, and so there's X amount of traffic it can handle, but there might be accommodations like you just mentioned that part of the negotiations that would make it worthwhile and viable.
And like I say, when they decided that they were going to take 4,500 people off the unemployment roll and make jobs for them.
Plus, look
at the local college to do those jobs too.
Plus, look at the positive side. If it's got, I think they were mentioning something like 1,000 jobs or something, that might help housing in Grand Island too. You might find some new housing areas to present to future employees, and it makes sense to, if you're working on the island, to live on the island.
Yeah, it brings the quality of life up for a lot of people.
Yeah, it sure does, and I'm glad you got the same opinion I did. Thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. Yeah, this guy's a supervisor. He just didn't say, we don't want him there, it's too much traffic, blah, blah. He didn't do that, but he certainly didn't sound like he just won a lollipop either. Remember, who was it? OC, whatever her name is.
AOC.
AOC, killing that big jobs thing in Manhattan. Or New York City, wherever part of New York it was from. And they were jumping up and down. They were happy that this big jobs project was not going to be in New York City. Meanwhile, keep in mind the tax base that we have in New York, who knows, it could have helped it dramatically.
Well, I know she upset a lot of people.
Yeah, and that was how we met her. Oh, welcome to politics. We'll be back with more Super Tuesday. A third of the delegates in 14 states and one territory. Is today the beginning of the end for the Democrats? Is it a quid pro quo, as the president says? Let's see, who got out? Amy got out and Pete got out. Steyer was already out. Tulsi's still in, along with Bernie, Bloomberg, Biden, and Warren. To give you an idea of the votes, in California alone, there's 415. In Texas, there's 238. That's 643. 643 in those two states. How about that? Lots up for grabs today, as Chris Matthews found out, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Here's today's deal of the day from My Perks. It's a two-pack of tickets to the Western New York Sport and Travel Expo, March 5th through the 8th. Today's the 3rd, so it starts 2 days from now. A $20 value for just $10. Go to myperks.com for details. Remember, the perks to living in Western New York, just a few clicks away, to get myperks.com. Okay, Mr. Joseph Beamer has been sitting there on a treasure chest full of comments on Facebook. What do you got?
All right. Michael says, looking as everyone is going towards Joe Biden, he means all the candidates who have dropped out.
Yeah.
It looks like this was the plan from day one. But as we learned in 2016, and as we see on social media, the Bernie bros are not going away. They will be the reason the Democrat Party will be no more after 2020.
Yeah, and I really believe that. And you know, first of all, look at the crowds that Bernie is drawing. The president's drawing huge, huge crowds. And I wonder if any of them are going to be affected by the virus as far as large collections of people in one place. I don't know that. But as of now, he's drawing huge crowds. Bernie's drawing large crowds, not as big as the president, but he's way outdrawing anybody else that's in that league. Yes.
Elizabeth Warren had three people in a bar in South Buffalo. That was big. You know.
Yeah, seriously.
Mark Poloncarz was there.
Seriously. So the crowds were not following anybody but Bernie anyway in that. So how do you reckon that?
There's a funny video out there right now of a Bernie rally, and you know Bernie's, you know, I hate America, whatever it is that he spouts. Just as then you see this boat go by with the big Trump banner, and they lay on the horn of the thing to drown out Bernie.
That's really funny. You want to drown out Bernie? It's easy. Have two women approach him at the pedestal.
Right, he'll drop the mic and run away.
He will. He's done it twice.
And he'll stand up to Putin, Sandy.
Yeah, Putin, but not these two women who they were busy. By, you know, baking cookies and don't like what he said, and they were heading towards him, and he thought a chocolate chip could be flying his way any moment. And he said, feet don't fail me now. And of course, Biden can't have any rallies because they don't allow rallies at cemeteries. So, you know, I'll say, yeah, come and support your candidate tonight at Forest Lawn. It's the third stone from the left.
He definitely has a cemetery vote.
And everybody here voted for me. They all like me. And I know them all by name.
Yes.
I thought it was despicable what he said regarding his son, though.
That is gross.
Dad, you talk about using something? Don't you have any dignity?
No, he's a Democrat.
And somebody else says, it's embarrassing. This is a text. It's embarrassing. Joe Biden, a two-term vice president, and I'll add, a multi-term senator, is now on the level of begging for $5 donations on TV last night. So when you get to $5, when you're supposed to be one of the leaders, if not the leader of the bunch of candidates want to be president, you don't want to be begging for $5.
Well, the two big winners so far, if you look just strictly at fundraising, Trump number one, Bernie number two.
Yeah. So Bernie has crowds. He's got plenty of money. And he has an energetic crowd. I don't think you'll ever see a spot saying, don't forget to vote for Bernie. If Bernie is going to be your vote, and you know that, you're not going to forget it. You're going to get up there. And what's going to happen? Why, maybe he won't be the candidate. And that's the gist of what I'm talking about. Because the Democrats are screwed either way. If they go to an open convention and Bernie isn't the one, he's not the one. Suddenly Biden is up there. His followers are going to go berserk. Well, berserk maybe a little too much. A very unhappy, let's put it that way. I think they'll take to the streets. They've been to the streets already. Aren't they the ones that were picketing other candidates' homes and stuff like that? These people, you know, they'll all meet at the dorm and then show up en masse. I don't think Biden's people are that energized. Nobody seems to be that, you know, jazzed up about his candidacy.
I did see a Biden bumper sticker today.
Oh, one passed by one. Accidentally?
Yep, I saw one.
Wow, that's really good. Buzzy, another one from your archives, please.
Yes, Elaine says, sad.
Elaine?
Yes.
Fake.
Sad, disgusting, and pitiful. That is the state of the Democrat Party.
It really is. They're going to have their tail between their legs as they walk away and say, what happened? Bernie Sanders happened, okay? Think of the power that one person has, short of the president. Okay, take the president out of this. Think about the power that a person has in today's political scene. One could argue, is there anybody more powerful than Bernie? You could say the Speaker of the House, but she hasn't shown it lately. I think that's the only one that you could throw up there. But he can bargain his way to. All it takes is for them to talk him into, it's worth your while to say, it was a good run, but I think the country is better off. And then nobody with Biden, and nobody's going to believe it. That's the point. I think even if he did that, his followers would not be happy.
No, they're not going to be happy either way.
So I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. Either way.
The Honorable Sandy Beach rests his case.
My case is now rested. I like it at PT.
Now move your case.
At PT, when they tell me to rest in between things that I'm doing, you know how long the rest is?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. That's exactly
right.
Sounds
like I may know something about working out.
Yeah, 30 seconds. And I'm thinking, to me, rest is a few days. You know, that would be nice. Yeah, come back after you've gone on vacation and we'll do some
more. Have some scones.
Yeah. But they've got me improving. I can tell you that.
Excellent.
Yeah, what I'm doing now is more than quadruple what I started doing.
So. You'll be ready for the U.S. rugby team soon enough.
I will be. First, I want to be a fabulous Disney skater. I want to wear a costume.
No, get that image out of my head.
I want to skate on a ice rink as Goofy. That is my absolute wish. Okay. Well, it was Amazon. Yeah, I think most people think it is. Okay, there we go. There's a few we can't use. Okay. Sandy, when I'm dead and gone, please don't let me vote Democrat. You said that too, and it showed up on the screen. Must be on the internet. You have it etched in your stone.
Yes,
that's good because that's where the Democrats get a lot of votes, is in the cemetery.
Cemeteries and illegals.
Yeah, ask President Kennedy and Chicago.
In fact, when I die, you two have to promise me that I will not vote Democrat.
The Chicago headstones and cemeteries there have a lot of Democratic handprints on them.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, Bernie Sanders. Young, dirty crowds are going to give him COVID-19. Oh, I don't know about that. I did wonder how this is going to affect the political campaign as far as gathering crowds together for a rally. If you were a fan of any of the candidates and they had a rally, would you still go?
I haven't seen anybody post anything about, oh, I was planning on going to this concert, this event, nothing. But now I'm not going to.
Nothing. And yeah, I told you, the columnist that I read today was complaining that Trump was overemphasizing the virus and scaring people and all, whatever. So she just laid a big brick on his head. And yet Cuomo, our governor, allegedly, said the same thing. The exact same thing. But I don't see her writing a column about him.
How convenient.
It's just the way it is. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Fred.
I was going to talk about Bernie, but now that I think about it, I would like to make some comments about putting Amazon on the...
On Grand Island? Okay, go ahead. You got a minute.
Okay, I think it's extremely poor choice if that's really going to be an Amazon facility. It's got the snow, the bad weather, everything going against it. Why would it go to some place like that when they can put it so many other places in the country that would suit their needs a much greater?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure we will find out eventually. I think it's always tough when you put something on an island that has a toll on it, too. But they might get some remediation on that. Hey, thanks, Fred. Thanks for bringing up the Chamber of Commerce video. We appreciate it, Fred. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we'll get back to our subject in just a minute. I want to remind you, if you're interested in going sightseeing in some of the most beautiful sites in the world with Dan Nevereth and myself, we've got some available for you coming up with Viking. We announced 3 trips for this year. We had done 10 trips prior, 9 with Danny, the first one without him, but the last 9 with him, all sold out. And we announced the Russia trip, which will be the next trip we actually take. That's no longer available, sold out. Okay, so that's done. And moving in the calendar, August 14th through the 24th, we'll be going to Alaska aboard the Viking Orion. All right, Alaska is a beautiful place. If you've never visited it, it is a treat. And you have not seen America until you've seen Alaska. That's what I said when I came back and from my first one. I still believe it. Now, the Viking Orion will also be taking us in January of next year to Australia. And, of course, as you know, the seasons are exactly the opposite of our seasons. So we're going in January. That's like June for Australia. So it's Australia and New Zealand, Auckland to Sydney, everything good with Viking. So if you're interested, give Viking a call through the AAA at 1-844-688-7477. That's 1-844-688-7477. Now, I'm going to tell you a story how we all live and learn, okay? The lovely Bernadette is a person that does some things that I don't do, okay? She likes coupons. A lot of people like coupons. I'll save a nickel on this. I don't know. I'll just have to cut it out. And, so I don't do that, okay? The other thing is, she said to me a while back, gee, I'm invited because she made a lodged a formal complaint regarding robocalls. Okay, robocalls that were uninvited, unwanted, and unpleasant. So she says they're going to have a class action suit against this company that uses robocalls. Do you want to get in on it? I said, no. I said, because here's what will happen. There'll be 8 gazillion people filing the same complaint because it's robocalls. And even if you win, you'll get 12 cents back. You'll get a check for 12 cents. All right? I don't want to do that. She said, okay. So she filed it. Last night, she goes and gets the mail. And I guess the class action suit had been settled. She got a check for $500 and something. Huh? We didn't believe it. At first, we thought it was a scam. But as we looked it up and researched it, and she'll know more at the bank today, but it looks like a legitimate check, $500 and something. Because what happens is you get the lump sum that they have to pay. The lawyers get theirs off the top, which is that's why they collect people for class action suits, and they get a piece of it, right? Then you get what's left, and it's usually not much. It's usually less than a dollar or something like that, the ones I've seen anyway. So now she's got a check that's going in the bank today, hopefully. they say, hey, you moron, doesn't say, don't you see what it says? For morons only. No, no. Yeah, it looks like a legitimate check.
That is so cool. Well, Jeannie registers us for the no-call list. But yesterday, I received a call. We'd like you to take a part, partake in a survey. You know, click instant hang up.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, I thought you registered our numbers.
Yeah, women are more likely to talk on the phone than men are for something like that. Because you'll know when the phone is ringing, first of all, it appears, the number appears up on my TV screen, okay? And now they've got it so no matter whether they're calling from India or whatever, it'll have your area code on it. And you'll think it's a local number. Like I saw one the other day, it was Pendleton, my little community where I live. I'm thinking, okay, that can't be a robocall from Pendleton, acting like the stupid moron that I am. And sure enough, it was. They have an ability now to use local numbers to fool you.
Yeah, they got me a few weeks ago. They used the first three numbers of my number. So not only the 716, but the after it.
You have an on your number?
Yes,
you
yes.
Don't call them.
And they were the exact same. So I go, well, this must be an important call.
Sure.
Maybe someone from work. I don't know why they'd be calling me from that number. But, hey, let's answer it. And it was someone to tell me that I had gotten certain reward points from a reward service that I have never signed up for.
Yeah, so I guess. I think you probably sign up for class action suits the rest of your life and never get more than a dollar. But not on this one, so let's hope that it's correct. Let's hope the check clears. But you're sitting there like a moron. It looks real, but then again, the fakes look real, too. Fake money looks real. And anybody that's going to counterfeit something or send something out that isn't real, going to make it look real. It never looks goofy. You know, they don't have a picture of Walt Disney on the five, although they should. So just be alert to that. If you signed up for, I don't know which company it was or which group of companies, but you should be getting your money. So it's a joyous day. $500 and something is not chump change. That's worth doing. Think about it. If I had said, hey, I'm in, I'd have had half of that, Tony. We could have gone
real good, Sandy. Real good.
We could have gone to the casino together. That would have been nice. All right, we'll take a break, and then we will return to the contest of who gets what on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, let's go to Mary in Lancaster and see what she has to say. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. I'm glad I got on because I think all this discussion will mean nothing. What should be, everybody should be concerned about, are you registered to vote? Because this is the most important thing. If you're not registered, all this talk and everything means nothing. And that's what, you know, Democrats want to do.
I vote in New York, even knowing for president, for instance, It's not going to make any difference. Our delegates are not going to go to Donald Trump, even though I vote for him, but I still vote for him.
I don't want to go on into details on that, but the fact is...
Well, good. I'm glad, because I just want to be the only one talking about it.
Okay, yeah. The observation that people should be making is this all this stuff is, you know, everybody's concerned about this virus and everything else. Look at, you know, just be observant. Look at the people that support Bernie and all the Democrats, right? They're all these, you know, at the rallies and stuff. The people are concerned about the virus and everything. What about the people that go to those rallies? You know, you see people at Trump rallies, they're all clean and all this stuff, and they're all, you know, not just clean, the fact of being clean, but the fact is the support he is seeking is, you know, illegals. He's seeking, you know, they're seeking illegals and you know, the poor and everything, and they should be concerned about their people that are supporting them. They should say, have you been vaccinated? Are you, you know, clean up the air? Where do you live? You know, clean up that area, because that is, you know, disease causing and everything else. They should be concerned about their constituents too.
Well, I don't know if Bernie's people are any more likely or any less likely to have the virus. I hope nobody gets it. But the bottom line is, just crowds in general,
yes,
doesn't matter what it's for or who it's for, people are going to think twice about going.
But also, one thing about this Amazon, it's going to be, they said there's going to be a meeting or something in a...
Yeah, public statements.
Yeah. You know, that's a good thing. You know why? Because I think, maybe it's just me, the fact is, if it's going to be at a school, I think the schools should be concerned about, you know, they talk about jobs, but I hope students go, you know, attend something like this, because the fact is, a job isn't just a job. Why don't they ask these kids, what do you want to be? Do you want to be standing on a line on a you know, an assembly line, or pushing boxes along? What is your, you know, what are they encouraging?
Well, there's always a blueprint of what kind of jobs you want. Usually, after the college sells you what they have to sell, you find out you can't get a job in that particular profession. So you take an entry-level job,
right,
and then you move up there, and then you decide you want to stay there, or do you want to go to your dream job?
But the fact is, pushing, you know, the thousands of jobs they're offering, the fact is, pushing boxes along a line and throwing them, you know, take them off a conveyor, how, you know...
Well, isn't that better than sitting on the front porch with a six-pack waiting for people to go by?
Right. I know, but... Talk about fulfillment.
Yeah, but you can't regulate people's lives. There are different levels of employment. The job I had at the amusement park at age 16 and 17 wouldn't be something that I could stick with my whole career. So you learn to move up, have upward mobility.
But kids should be encouraged to, you know, pursue, you know, this, like they used to say, you don't want to be a fast food worker all your life.
Yeah.
Encourage kids to, you know, like, okay, this is pushing boxes along the, you know, assembly line. That's one thing. We get the money to pay for your college.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's downplaying education or anything like that. The more jobs, the better. I don't know what Amazon pays. It's certainly, if they have an employee stock option, it'd be worth getting involved with something like that if you could. And I'm sure a lot of these companies, too, have upward mobility meetings where, you know, you could move to different parts of the country,
right?
And the company and make a good living. So I don't think you can belittle it just because it's not, you know, everybody's dream job to start with.
And kids are, you know, now when I went, I was, you know, first voting. You had to be 21. But the fact is, you know, now kids can vote at 18. The schools should keep encouraging the fact of, are you registered and you know about, you know, what you're voting for? You know, get educated on your vote.
Well, there's a lot of things that the kids should be doing that they're not, and things that they are doing that they shouldn't. That's an age-old problem. Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. No, you know, this, don't shy away because something's an entry-level job. It means you're in the job market. An entry-level job means you're starting. You're going to learn. It's going to give you more skills. And with more skills, more upward mobility. And with more upward mobility, more money. And with more money, just a better life by any standard, a better place to live, a good thing to help your kids go to college. I mean, it's everybody goes through that. So I wouldn't just poo-poo it because it's entry level. Would you tell your kids a good company like Amazon would be a decent entry level job?
That's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Good company. They certainly doing well financially.
Yep, and they seem to be on the cutting edge of how to do things. That's for sure. They're the first ones I've ever seen that did the drone thing on 60 Minutes. Remember that?
Yes.
I don't know if they're doing that yet or not, but I'm not sure. All right, now let's see. Yep, let's see. John, I think, is hanging on here. John in Holland, you're on WBEN.
Thanks, Sandy. I'm going to be voting for Trump in the next election. I voted for him last time, and a lot of the conservative people on the radio and TV seem to think that if Bernie Sanders wins the Democratic nomination, it'll be really good because Trump will really beat him badly. But I'm worried that that might not happen. I'm worried that Sanders might beat Trump. Do you ever worry about that?
No. No, I'll tell you why. I think the people he attracts are very close to the candle. You see them all the time. I think they're very, very devoted to him. They really believe in the message. They're loud. They're there. But I think they're fairly small in number. And I think you'll find out in a general election when they start laying out. It's one thing to say, let's do this, let's do that, with no information about how much these things are going to cost. And if they're going to cost so much, how much is the taxpayer going to have to pay? All these things are spelled out in a general election campaign that aren't necessarily in the primaries. Once you find that out, I think Bernie is cooked. He has his people, but they're a small number.
Okay. I hope you're right. Well, thank you. I feel a little bit better.
Thank you. I'm glad I could help, John. Thank you. I'm no expert. I'm just an observer. Tony does not agree.
No, a little bit different. I mean, different takes on which way the party's going to go or has to go. I think, obviously, as I said earlier, they have to return to being JFK-type Democrats or they're done.
Yeah,
they've gone way too far left.
The party was transformed, and it seems like it was transformed almost overnight. It wasn't overnight because Bernie was here in the last election.
And Nancy Pelosi let the squad push her around
and
push the party around.
You're the Speaker of the House. Act like it. You know, you got a bunch of punk freshmen there. What, they're not going to let you have a good seat at the cafeteria or something? I don't understand that. When you have a belief and you have the authority to back up the belief, why would you let anybody push you around?
I think it's part of the PC mentality that they have, where you can't criticize Ilhan Omar because of where she came from or AOC.
Who cares?
You can't criticize them.
Who cares? I don't care where
they
came from.
Well, that's how we think.
Yeah, all I care is, can they do a job? Are they good Americans? Are they here legally? That's about it for me. I don't care anything else. If you're qualified to do it, do it. All right? As long as you're not illegal, that's all. That's where I draw the line. And if you're doing a good job, pat you on the back. You're not doing a good job, kick you in the pants.
Yeah, I wish I had a dollar for every time I've seen a tweet or a post of someone who says, look, I've been a lifelong Democrat, but what I'm seeing now, the party has left me, I'm gone. I'm either going to be an independent, or I've switched to the Republican Party, or I just plan on sitting out the election.
Think about it. This is the perfect storm for an election for Trump. I'll tell you why. While Bernie is publicizing anti-American things over and over and over, Trump's base has always been pro-American. Make America great again. So if you don't like what you're hearing on the other side, he draws you to his side, even though that might not have been an initial choice for you. And that's what they have to look out for. If they put him there as the candidate, they're going to get creamed. And if they don't, they're going to get a lot of unrest and it may unravel the party.
Here you take the pulse of America. People are happy. They want America first. And that's what Donald Trump represents. That's why they like him.
And he's getting a lot of wins. He's starting to get wins in courts now, which always took longer because at the lower courts, for some reason, he'd get shot down many times. But then it comes back to the higher level courts, and he's doing better. And I see the Supreme Court's going to take up Obamacare again. It only lost by a smidge the last time, I mean getting rid of it. So we'll see about this time. All right, we'll take a break and return. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Super Tuesday, a third of all the delegates, 14 states, one territory, is today the beginning of the end for the Democrats. We'd like to hear from you.